A daily parade winds through Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom theme park in Florida. Disney World is one of Florida's largest employers and one of the reasons the state attracted nearly 12 million visitors in 2014. The tourism industry pumps more than $70 billion into Florida's economy every year.
We have close to 1 million visitors every year from the UK. We have a lot of visitors from Germany and France.
Professor Yucheng Wang is an associate dean at the University of Central Florida's Rosen College of Hospitality Management. He recently hosted a summit to promote tourism business ties between the U.S. and China. He says while China is the world's largest tourism market, those traveling to the U.S. under the visa waiver program still outnumber Chinese tourists.
38 countries in that program probably generates 20 million visitors. And the economic impact probably is about $190 billion, which is huge.
But U.S. lawmakers say they're concerned terrorists holding European passports could enter the U.S. visa-free to carry out attacks. The new rules mean people who've traveled to Iraq and Syria within the previous 5 years will need to obtain a visa from a U.S. embassy, as will people who hold dual nationality with Iraq, Syria, Iran, or Sudan. The shakeup also makes it easier for countries to be removed from the visa waiver program altogether. Professor Wang says the impact of the overhaul is being watched closely by business leaders.
Because this policy, from a long-term perspective, will affect the tourism industry.
At Miami International Airport, some visitors entering the country say they're concerned about the moves. Rogelio Aguilo is a citizen of Spain, one of the countries in the visa waiver program.
It would definitely complicate the entry admission process to the United States, and I think it will also affect the amount of tourism coming in.
Waiting in the arrivals area for a group of Scandinavian tourists is Eki Mikkonen. He runs a tour group in Florida.
Now if they have to apply to visa, it's much more difficult, of course. You know. That is going backward, I think.
Industry analysts say while the changes won't impact the vast majority of tourists, they still might cause a decline in visitor numbers. Professor Yucheng Wang says the reforms could impact the number of visitors not only from visa waiver countries, but also other places, such as China.
The perception is the key. You know, because that will generate certain kind of perceptions among people, particularly visitors who are interested in coming to visit the United States, that, you know, maybe this is not a very, you know, welcoming message.
But in contrast, the U.S. and China recently extended the validity of tourist visas offered to each other's citizens. Industry experts say that's a sign of the increasing long-term importance of Chinese visitors, who in 2014 accounted for the fifth largest number of U.S. arrivals. The number of tourists from the 38 visa waiver countries is expected to outnumber Chinese visitors for some time, but after nearly a decade of double-digit growth, China already accounts for the second largest chunk of U.S. visitor spending at $24 billion annually, and that's a trend that tourist leaders hope will continue. For China Radio International, I'm Steve Mort in Miami.